Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hall of Fame.
The Jets Fan Hall of Fame.
Correct. And quite frankly, the Jet Hall of Fame, the Jet Fan Hall of Fame, is not a Hall of Fame until my longtime partner Joe Beningo gets inducted.
They've been in the bitch for 55 freaking years.
He is not in the Fan Hall of Fame. Mm. And Joe is like very humble. So anytime I bring this up to him, like if you try to bring this up to him on Monday, hey, no, not me. I'm not me. Now, he is a Hall of Famer. And so I click on the link, which I'm about to do, nominate now.
Right.
And I again will nominate Joe Beningo. But let this be clear to the New York Jets. If Woody is listening, or if any of the minions are listening, your Hall of Fame is delegitimate until Joe Beningo is inducted. It was like the WWE Hall of Fame prior to inducting Bruno Sammartino. Mm. It ain't a real Hall of Fame.
Daryl, Mr. Smiles, Muhi.
Just wanted to get that off my chest.
Right.
Now, before
who is in the Jets Fan Hall of Fame?
I don't know. It's a good question. Iron Staten Island?
Right.
Who's a great fan? He deserves it.
Let's look this up at some point.
I got to assume Fireman Ed is in there just because, you know, he's recognizable.
He's the most famous one.
Right, famous.
No problem with that. I mean, Fireman Ed is, you know, you put him in, he's Babe Ruth. You put Iron Staten Island in, he's like Mickey Mantle. All I'm saying is Joe B's Derek Jeter. Not as good looking, though, bro. Like, he just deserves to be in.
Okay, the class of 2024.
Yeah.
Was Method Man.
Method Man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he was a Jets fan.
I don't know if that's the actual Method Man.
It's a different Method Man?
Michael Hulk Hands.
Hulk Hands has to get in.
Gutrod.
Gutrod was a compiler.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Raymond Loda. Michael Shannon.
Listen, I got no ill will to any of those people. They're probably great Jet fans who are deserving to be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
But they should realize their status in the Hall of Fame is delegitimized until Joe B's inducted.
I mean, this goes a class every year.
I know. You see Joe B's name?
I'm going through it all.
No.
Nope.
You don't see it. And you know this, Tiki. You worked with him. You listen to him. How is there a Jet Fan Hall of Fame without Joe?
And in the class of 2017, Fireman Ed and Ira from Staten Island.
So they were in the original class?
That's what it looks like to me, yes.
Good for them. By the way, they deserve it. I got no ill will towards them or anyone in the Hall of Fame. It's more that Joe's got to be there.
Hmm. I think it is a similar situation to the Bruno Sammartino thing in that the Jets hate Joe.
They hate me. Well, he said that.
Because I mean, no disrespect to Iron Staten Island. Joe is a bigger name and a bigger, I think, Jet fan than Iron.
Well,
Iron's huge.
Don't besmirch Ira's name. The guy goes to preseason games on the road.
Okay, fine.
Nothing
against Ira.
But doesn't Joe kill him too much?
That's my point, Teek. I think it's a...
Seriously.
Well, that's what the thing was with Bruno.
No, granted, it's his job, but he has to kill him.
How could you be a Jet fan and not kill them?
And the Jets hate me. You know they can't stand me.
I mean,
over
think
there.
About that.
The fan is fanatic.
So you have
so to. So they're optimistic even in the worst times.
There is no Jet fan today walking
even
the earth that's optimistic about
this
garbage.
Even though Fireman Ed did quit him for a minute.
He did. Remember that?
And he's still in the Hall of Fame.
That's
now, was
right.
He in the Hall of Fame?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Before he quit?
So he got in 2017.
When did he quit him for a minute?
I don't remember. I wasn't following the fireman head quitting. I do know that fireman head, because
okay,
I noticed.
So if he quit before he got in the Hall of Fame, Joe B. needs to be a Hall of Famer.
It doesn't matter when he quit. Joe's a Hall of Famer.
But they're judging him. Like they're keeping him out because he's so negative the team.
But being so negative.
If Fireman Ed got into the Hall of Fame after he quit them, Joe has to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, fair enough. I do think that being negative is a part of being a fan.
Mm.
Like calling it like it is a part of being a fan. I did notice that Fireman Ed moved the seat, because when I was at the game on Sunday, I was looking for him because usually he's in the end zone.
Right.
He actually has 50-yard line seats now.
Oh, he's bougie now.
He got a little bougie.
He's in the coach's club, bourgeoisie.
Good for him.
Having many hot dogs. You know, he quit the team in 2012.
Is that when he quit the team?
5 years later, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but didn't he quit the team because he like was mad at fans or something like that? Like, I don't think it was about the team, was it?
He announced his departure after the Thanksgiving night butt fumble game.
No, he quit on the butt fumble game?
It was game related.
Oh, that can't.
And it was Sanchez related.
You can't do that.
And forever iconic butt fumble related.
Yeah, wow. It was the QB controversy between Sanchez and Tebow, apparently. Free, and he returned in 2015.
Free Joe B. Hashtag free Joe B. Free Joe B.
Well said. Now, before we get to your Giant Eagle calls, we do have an update on Giant injuries. Let's go to our injury desk with Tommy Lugau.
Okay, so the Giants have just released their injury report for this game. Paulson Adebo is out.
Mm.
Javon Holland is doubtful. Mm. Graham Gano is questionable, but he just met the media and said he's going to play. Brian Burns, who practiced today, is questionable. And Darius Slayton is playing. And on the other side, A.J. Brown has not practiced all week, so he is, I assume, questionable at best.
We don't know if he's
how much of a blow is not having Paulson Adebo.
I mean, it's huge. It's what you're getting instead, right? It's the replacement that's been bad. Deontay Banks. Now we don't know yet. Did he answer any questions on this, or is this just a release? Because I wonder who's scheduled to now start opposite of Cordell Flott.
Probably Banks, which is scary.
But they did sign. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
What does that say about DeAndre Banks if they're going to start a kid they signed off the practice squad?
But he was here in the preseason.
I get you. And Graham Gano is good to go.
Apparently.
I
don't trust that till I see it consistently.
I don't trust that groin. None of us do. Now, let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Alan is in Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, Alan?
What's going on, gentlemen? Happy Friday.
What's up, dude?
Yo.
All right. This is my take about the Giants. Expectations have dramatically changed. Let's go back to the Mets of last year. They sucked all the beginning of the season. Towards the end of the season, they went on a crazy run, made the playoffs. We was hyped. Expectations changed that we thought we was going to make the World Series.
Yep, right.
Let's go to this year. This league is quirky this season. All the quarterbacks are dropping. The NFC, besides the Detroit Lions, is the only team that's like a juggernaut. Everybody else is bunched up.
Mm-hmm.
Our division is giving us a chance to even win a division. We sweep the Eagles, get the head-to-head against them. We're what, 2-3 games behind them with the second half of the season to still go? Jay Daniels is injured at this year. Marcus Mariota is not going to get the job done. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys suck. I mean, their defense is just terrible.
Well, they've looked good and the last couple of years, last couple of games offensively.
But he is spot on.
Oh, he absolutely is.
And using the Mets is actually a really, really good comparison, because in the middle of last year, they were awful. and then they turn their season around.
Right.
And as they were turning their season around, I certainly as a fan said, hey, you got to seal the deal and make the playoffs.
Right.
You got to make it. And then once they're in the playoffs, my attitude was, I don't know if I'm going to get back. So even though, yes, this could build to something great, you don't know that.
Right.
And the Mets lost in the LCS. They added Juan Soto. And what did it build to? It didn't build to the greatness we had hoped.
Right.
The New York Giants, in a similar vein, you don't know what next year holds. And that doesn't mean Jackson Dart's going to fall off the face of the earth. It means football's a weird sport. He laid out the Jaden Daniels situation right now. He's right.
Right.
They're 3-4. They're about to be 3-5 because they're going to play without him against Kansas City. I don't know if next year Jaden Daniels isn't completely healthy and awesome. The Eagles right now, despite being 5-2, are having their issues. Every year is an opportunity.
Yeah.
And to look at games that you lose or games on, it doesn't matter. It's all about next year anyway. Phooey.
No, especially now. I mean, because you think about if they were sitting at 3-4 as opposed to 2-5, and then they beat the Eagles again.
Be right there.
They're right there with them. I mean, even if they win this weekend, they're two games back of the Philadelphia Eagles with both games in hand. So it becomes a completely different calculation about what this team or this season can be. And it's why, you know, as upset as I was a week ago at, you know, right after the game, you realize it's still not over.
Of course not.
And, you know, the playoffs are unlikely, but there's a path forward still. And it's not even November yet. There's a path forward still for this Giants.
I'm going to say something very simple and very powerful. And I want everybody to think about it after I say it. The playoffs are unlikely until they're likely. Think about it.
It's true.
It is unlikely until it's likely.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.